So welcome to Learn Breaking Connect. In this podcast, we are talking about release spirit attachment. Now, in the part one, we looked at symptoms of attachment. But really now we want to have a explore this a little bit more. And we want to really understand and kind of look at when low periods, negative self-talk, and when we get to a level where there's an escalation, so that we can sort of understand kind of what's going on and what's happening. We also want to look at patterns, because there are very distinct patterns, and these patterns are like clockwork. And I actually want to share them so that you can get a level of just awareness and gain an orientation when you're going through an episode like this. We also want to cover practical self-help. Now, those of you that have been following along will know I had this very experience in 2022. And I've had to sort of self-help and work my way through this kind of experience. So I kind of want to share that with you, and we want to really jump in right now and start with looking at the difference between when we go through low periods and the difference between if we have something like a spirit attachment. Okay, so when we go through something traumatic in our lives, when we experience loss, something happens that kind of changes us, or really is kind of like an imprint. And from there, we are trying to recover. I think that's a natural progression. If something happens and we do feel low and we do have a lowness period to us. And I think it's true when it comes to negative self-talk. I think, you know, we've all have moments or certain sort of time periods where we're sort of kind of in that low ebb, and we're getting ourselves out of it. And this is where in part one, I really do talk about symptoms, because these symptoms are very, very specific. And I've tried to outline it, because when you're going through this kind of experience, or you have a what I would term as an episode, is the last thing you want to do is share and talk about it. And of course, then there's that judgment there. Will somebody think I'm going mad? Will someone think I'm losing my grip on reality? So we kind of then internalize it and keep this kind of stuff in. But really, when you look at the symptoms, and if you haven't had a chance to look at that, I'll leave the link down below in the comments box where you can find that. Have a look at that and see what we're referring to. There's also a blog as well, which I've detailed out a little bit more. But essentially, self-negative talk then turns into quite specific and quite negative random thoughts. Now, it's quite sort of clear in terms of explaining this. The best way that I could explain it is when thoughts then turn into a voice, and that voice then becomes a character. Now, that could be anyone. It could be a spirit guide, a spiritual archetype. It could be anyone that we hold esteem. If you're sort of more in a religious, it could be more the religious, or it could be more spiritual, like a spirit guide, like I mentioned, or an angel, or it could be a master and teacher. Now, this was my experience. And then from there, you'll be able to then get a sense that there's not just one, then there's quite often a few. And of course, we gain trust. And then we gain what I mentioned is almost like a hook, where we then start trusting the voices. And then one theme, which is very noticeable, is that they're very, very negative. They start instructing you to do negative actions. There'll be a constant either name calling, or there will be directed at yourself, where you will pull yourself down. And even want to harm yourself, and that could lead to others. So I guess what we're saying when we're starting to understand the difference between a low period, and we can get low, and where this sort of kind of puts it onto another level, is that it is extremely negative. There's nothing good coming from the thoughts or the voices. The other thing is they're really random. They're random, they're shocking, and it's like there is a mind insertion, or I call it an intrusion, where thoughts are so random and it's kind of putting up with a non-stop chatter. Now, I think it's really important to know the difference. And like you, you know, when you've had something that low, or if you've lost a loved one, you know what that feels like. There is a process and there is a level of low vibration, but this is really different. And if you've watched somebody go through this, or if you've actually had an experience and you've been trying to sort of, or bury it, or trying to sort of come to terms with what happened, or you don't want to sort of, you know, dig that up again because you don't want any of that repeat of what went on in that time period, you begin to realize it was something very, very different from what you've perhaps experienced before. And a lot of the times, and the people that I've been seeing and working with, is that this can really happen on your spiritual path, which makes it even more confusing, and as to why then we sort of have this kind of experience. But what it does teach you is to have discernment. In fact, my experience taught me that we really do need to sort of check who your spirit guides are. You know, just because they may say something and then we believe, and then it starts to get a bit murky, a little bit negative, and we put up with it, and then we continue. We know something's not quite right, but then we go with it, and hands up, I did the same. So it just helps us to be a little bit more aware of what's going on. So I think it's really important to know what these symptoms are. So in other words, it's going to be different from your usual negative space. It will be escalating on a completely different level. So now we want to look at really what those patterns are. And the patterns are quite specific, and I do want to share that with you now. Okay, so we're going to look at what's called patterns. Now, these are just sort of the key patterns that that I've noticed over some time. In fact, 2 years of sort of just watch and observing. And we'll talk about the practical self-help, because that is something that I also went into and tried out and sort of see, well, does this kind of work? But with these patterns associated, when it comes to the negative self-talk that you've probably had before, and sometimes they can air quite negative, what I would say with this one, it was, look out for it being extremely intrusive. In other words, it's different from what you would have experienced before. It's almost like these thoughts take on a mind of their own. Now, I don't know if you've experienced that or you've seen that in someone, but there is such a thoughts, and then they are up there when it's all mind chatter, all thoughts, and it's kind of non-stop. And some of the things that are going on is a lot of fear, almost like having parts of your life randomly come in that you're perhaps not proud of, or you just have memories, maybe it was a traumatic event, or you felt sad, but these memories are kind of hitting you, evoking like an emotion in you. And there's also the issue of phobias. Now, I'm not going to say what mine is, because if some of you out there have got that, and it's just not nice, but my goodness, that was on another level. And that phobia was horrible. And this is where I started to sort of get to that point where I thought, this is just not on. Because if you love someone, then you wouldn't be asking them to do certain things or sort of putting those images into your mind. So I started to get like I'd had enough, but we'll talk about that on another podcast, because I think sometimes we can naturally get ourselves out of this. But for now, I kind of wanted just to talk about that, because shocking images, things that just keep coming in your mind, and they're coming in all the time, and they're exhausting, they wear you out, and it's like it's non-stop. So what that looks like to family members, that you're not there anymore. Or it might be under the pretense that you're meditating and it's sort of escalating during a meditation. You're trying to meditate, but there's the activity is getting really, really intense. So that was something that I noticed with my own experience, and I kind of wanted to share that, because that pattern happened like clockwork. And that's the thing about these patterns, they are so consistent. And I started to write things down, and I could sort of tell, right, okay, so now we're doing this. So the other one I also wanted to share is that whole thing about the thought. And this is really interesting, because this whole experience, you think it's internal, you really think this is your mind going completely crazy, like you're going mad. But there's a point in these thoughts where they turn into a voice. In other words, the thoughts get more energy. They get like a vibration and a voice. It could be a male, it could be a female. Mine were male. And these voices then turn external. So they became bigger than what was in the mind. And of course, then came, I mean, I was doing loads of tasks, meditation, and all that kind of stuff just to keep me hooked and keep me in that sort of whole experience. But you see, these thoughts, these voices, then turn into a whole new level of negativity, coercion. Sitting and listening to someone literally either going in on you in terms of telling you this, that, the other, you're all negative, physically, mentally, emotionally, and all of that. And then it starts shifting on to other people and shifting into other aspects of your life. And I was able to observe and watch this. It was like clockwork. These patterns are very, very consistent. Now, the thing is, when we're in this, we can't see through the trees. We're very much in it all. But then this is another thing that I notice, that we have moments of self-realization. In other words, if yours come on sudden, or there might have been a process, as quick as it started, it's gone, and you think, ah, I'm back to normal. And it's within that self-realization, I noticed something else was going on. Now I term this is just me, my experience, but what I've noticed when I've shared it with others and I do the sessions, they're pretty much similar. Might have different things going on, but they're pretty consistent and the same. And that's all to do with cloaking and hiding. Now what that looks like is, for me, I thought, I'm back to normal. And indeed my family thought, ooh, what was going on with you? But what was going on then is when we really think we're losing the grip of reality. Because I feel that this is a time when our intuition is able to kick in. And this normally accompanies some sort of things that can happen. So it can be grabbing, it can be name calling. It's almost like you're back to normal, but you're not. So you have these sort of out of body sort of kind of experiences. And what I mean by that is that you can sense, maybe if you're quite visual, You might sort of sense something moving past your eyes. You can feel a heavy presence. You can feel people looking at you. You know, the list goes on. But it's all these kind of things when you're in that moment where it's not a lot going on. But the cloaking and hiding is when the spirits actually remain attached. And quite often they attach to a body part. And this is quite interesting. I've heard some people say that there's a warmth, but for me, there was an icy cold. So it could be third eye, it could be crown chakra, it could be feet, it could be arms, it could be the chest where you feel a heaviness. I mean, the list goes on. And if you've experienced anything like this, you'll know what I'm referring to. So we may think, because all the voicing and the constant chatter and that constant negativity, and hence that's why I call it a moment of realization, but we're intuitively aware that they're still hanging around. And I think these are really key moments, because this is when I started again, like I said, to put pen to paper, where I was able to sort of start trusting that intuitive part, that they hadn't gone. They were actually hiding, cloaking, so that you don't see, you don't sort of know that they're around. So you begin to self-doubt. You think that basically what you had was an episode where your mental health has gone so down. And indeed it does look like that. And of course, this podcast, I'm very clear when I do my vlogs, when I do podcasts, I am not talking about medical help and getting assistance. That is absolutely something that is important, and I will never, you know, refer to and say that that's not important. But during these times, because we don't talk about it, you're really left confused. I mean, you're bamboozled as to what on earth is going on. Like, you know, there comes the fear that you might then go down an episode, and you're treading sort of on water. So you're having these sort of very sort of mental issues, but you're also having what I would call these unseen kind of intuitive, almost psychic kind of experience. And then the whole thing gets very enmeshed, very confused. And then it starts up again. And that's another thing which I kind of wanted to put in with this pattern. And then an episode happens. And then it was like all of that again. But you'll notice that it will continue with the same pattern. The voices, the negativity, the coercement, the phobias, and all this cloaking, hiding, stopping, starting, until we get to a point where we can get some level of sobriety, a level of understanding, or a level, if we're able then to sort of get back into our meditation, where we can just focus in on the higher self. So what is that like? I mean, have you experienced that for yourself? Or maybe it's a friend or a loved one. Because when you're sort of seeing this happen, it can be very confusing, not only for yourself, but also for family members and friends. And some of these experiences are never voiced, because it's just, well, where do we start? And that's why I wanted to share my experience, so that we can talk about some of these patterns. But I also want to talk about really the releasement of spirits and some of the practical self-help that you can do yourself. So practical self-help. And I kind of want to talk about this, because sometimes when we're going through this, especially if it's for a long extended time, or you've had a period of time, and sometimes you don't even know how you've got out of it. And I've spoken to people that have had that, and they don't even talk about it. They kind of reach out, kind of want help, but they don't really want to dig that all up, because you don't want to go there. And I kind of understand that. But there's always a mystery that remains around this. And there's so much self-doubt with this. And I'd have to say, in terms of the things that I notebooked and how I went about it, because I teach Reiki and I have been a practitioner since 2011. I teach since 2017. I work with the Akashic Records and also of past life regression. I know that we all have the wisdom and knowledge, but in that kind of experience, how on earth do you even go about it? So this is where I started to do some self-help, and this stuff worked. But it takes a bit of time. It takes a bit of time because we have to come to terms with ourselves. It's almost like getting out of the clenches of someone that had control over us, you know, and been a bad relationship, or somebody didn't treat you very well. You know, there is a working through and a working out. But with this kind of experience, when the biggest moment for me is when I knew what was going on. In other words, I knew what was behind this kind of experience. Because quite often you think that there is a level of something going with your mind, and there is that fine line there. But I kind of had a moment where I thought, I'm pretty sure this is not me. This is a spirit attachment. And there was a bit of a shift when that happened, because when I knew that, they knew it. And this is quite interesting, because this is when I would stop doing what they wanted me to do. And quite often it was going into very long meditative states. They were getting very uncomfortable. They were getting more unpleasant. Tasks were becoming more and more negative. And so I began to use the expression, as soon as conversation would start, "That's not me." And I even went further and I tried all these out. And I would encourage, if this is an experience, or it's creeping back in, or you just sort of want to know how even to stop negative self-talk before it escalates, is that I do not consent. I'm not doing that. And I began to keep on doing that. As soon as the image, and it would be a shocking image, and I'd just say, "That's not from me." And I kept doing it, because I wanted to see if this works. And for me, it was really important to hold on to that light, because within us, and like I said, those moments, I call them self-realization, these moments where you kind of feel like you're back to normal, but you're not. And I think these are really key. And that's when I started to use straight back as quick as it came in. But it did mean I spent time doing that all the time. It's not me. That's not me. And guess what? It worked. There was a pulling away. And at one point there was a real intense episode. And I did other things when that kind of experience was going on. I'll talk about all that in another podcast. But it's really interesting. Setting boundaries is really key, because quite often we'll sit there and we'll put up with a lot of nonsense, a lot of inappropriateness. And, you know, if we put a person to that, flesh and bones to that, there's only so far that person can go. And that's where there was a little bit of a shift with me. And I thought that I'm not treating you that way, and I'm not going to have that. And when I started to sort of work through like that, it's like that inner power started to rise in me. And even when you go through an experience like this, I can't turn off hearing spirit. I still hear spirit, but I know where they're coming from. And when I hear that negative talk or something, it's always the same pattern. It's never anything different. I just say, that's not me. And I send the white light and they're gone. So it's quite an interesting one. And this is from a perspective that is just helping us to understand what it is that we're in if we encounter this kind of episode. And if you're experiencing watching someone, whatever route you go down, the medical, but you also, still don't know, well, what's happening with them, because it looks like they're acting out certain things. There's a level of where they're not their normal self. And I'm going to be honest, where inappropriate stuff like taking clothes off and stuff like that. These are so not spirits that have got our back. They've got their own agenda. You know, I view them now just as we are trying to be close to that light. You know, they're having an experience which is way from that light. And for me, there's no judgment. But all I'm now aware of is I'm not going to listen to that, put up with that kind of inappropriate behaviour. And I kind of want to share this with others so that if you start doing a little bit of self-help, or you might then start to want to lean towards meditation. I know there's spoken to quite a few people who've had this experience where meditation has really helped them. You know, those moments where you just have those down times where you're not in the midst of it. But something else I took the principles off, and that's to do with the spirit releasement therapy. Kind of want to talk about that in another podcast, because that's really powerful. That helps us to sort of really get to grips and put a new lens on this. Trying to understand, our accountability. You know, and I've had to look at that with myself. How could a random voice say, I'm your master and teacher, and I go, yay, and then I'm off with it. I've had to realise, well, what was going on for me back then? Why did I believe that? And then why did I put up with that kind of behaviour? And of course, when we're ready to release, and trust me, releasement comes from that part of us, the higher self and our spirit guides. When we're ready to release, that part is ready. And the spirits know. And then it's their time to release and go forward. But it's always nice to know why this started and to get a little bit more background on this. So it's quite a subject, really, that what goes on is not that much known. And it's really nice to know that we can sort of tell the difference between our own thoughts and when things escalate, it's our normal low period, and when things then take a life of its own, when those thoughts then turn into a voice and it then becomes a character, and then you've got a few characters going on, and then we're looking at the patterns, you know, and those patterns are really all about the intrusiveness, the cloaking, the laying low, and how that practical self-help does work. And I know that because I've done it myself. And I'm still in the process. I'm still working energetically. And sometimes I encounter energies. And I'm very aware. But I do not give consent. And I have a level of discernment. That's something we all learn, because we're all part on the spiritual journey. So I really hope that some of the things that I've talked about in this podcast, which is all to do the release of spirit attachments, can help you maybe look at it from a different perspective. If you have been in a situation like this, you've just gained a little bit more clarity and awareness, or indeed if you're going through something, then there is practical help out there, and there's also self-help spaces where, like the spirit releasement therapy, where it helps you to really sort of get into your inner power and your inner strength and the releasement. But before that happens, we gain a level of awareness and understand so that when we can release for good. So I hope that's helped. And it's been lovely speaking and just sharing that. Any questions, any comments, then please feel free to leave in the comments box. I will put part one in the link. And I'm also going to share a blog that I've just written, which I do want to do a podcast about. And that's Finding Peace Through Spirit Releasement Therapy. So I look forward to seeing you very, very soon. So take care and bye for now.